Agamemnon had kept his threat in mind, and now he acted, calling Eurypates and Talphibius his aides and criers. "Go along," he said, "both of you, to the quarters of Achilles, and take his charming Briseis by the hand to bring to me. And if he balks at giving her, I shall be there myself with men-at-arms in force to take her, all the more gall for him." So, ominously, he sent them on their way. And they who had no stomach for it went along the waste sea shingle toward the ships and shelters of the Myrmidons. Not far from his black ship and hut, they found the prince in the open, seated. And seeing these two come was cheerless to Achilles. Shamefast, pale with fear of him, they stood without a word. But he knew what they felt, and called out, "Peace to you, criers and couriers of Zeus and men! Come forward! Not one thing have I against you. Agamemnon is the man who sent you for Briseis. Here then, my lord Patroclus, bring out the girl and give her to these men. And let them both bear witness before the gods who live in bliss, as before men who die, including this harsh king, if ever hereafter a need for me arises to keep the rest from black defeat and ruin." Lost in folly, the man cannot think back or think ahead how to come through a battle by the ships. Patroclus did the bidding of his friend, led from the hut Briseis in her beauty, and gave her to them. Back along the ships they took their way, and the girl went, loath to go. Leaving his friends in haste, Achilles wept, and sat apart by the grey wave, scanning the endless sea. Often he spread his hands in prayer to his mother. "As my life came from you, though it is brief, honor at least from Zeus, whose storms in heaven I call my due. He gives me precious little. See how the lord of the great plains, Agamemnon, humiliated me. He has my prize by his own whim, for himself." Eyes wet with tears, he spoke. And her ladyship, his mother, heard him in green deeps where she lolled near her old father. Gliding, she rose and broke like mist from the inshore, grey sea face, to sit down softly before him, her son in tears, and fondling him, she said, "Child, why do you weep? What grief is this? Out with it. Tell me, both of us should know."